flying around. Will the government shut down in the U.S.? Will Muammar Gaddafi finally raise the white flag? Can we answer those questions? Let me see. I have my crystal ball out, and it's kind of hazy. It says, ask again later. You know, like the magic eight ball. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. You can participate. Whenever you want to jump in, the water's warm. Feel free. Right, left, somewhere in between, we don't care. It's not about the political stripes. It's about the opinion and the conversation, my friends. 800-259-5791. So the government shut down. There was all this big scare that that would happen initially. Oh, Social Security checks, you wouldn't get them because there would be a backup waiting for the government to give you back your money because you did your taxes in a timely manner. Well, now there's a good chance that the government won't shut down on Friday night. That's kind of the latest buzz inside the Beltway. Do we care? Should we care? You might have a federal job, so if you work for the government, well, then you might care. If you rely on the government for something and there's a lot of clouded information, then you would care. I know two people on disability through accidents they had at work that would be upset if the government shut down because they're getting a lot of misinformation when they call to find out what would happen. But it looks like there might be maybe an extension between the Senate Democrats, the House Republicans, you know, both chambers coming together in the end, and maybe there's a bridge, something that could somehow enable the two to disagree, but yet still carry on. And that's what it looks like is going to happen. So they're going to argue about cuts for the rest of the year and which programs should be cut and then just continue to move down the path. And, you know, you get it closer to an election year, and that's part of the problem. I think the biggest thing is nobody wants to be perceived as the bad guy. Does it hurt the Republicans? Does it hurt the Democrats? If it hurts us, we don't want it. We don't want it. If it's going to hurt us, we want the best edge we can get, so forget about it. The Democrats say they've indicated that they might just be a little bit amenable to a two-week resolution. Oh, that's awful. That's like you're waiting. It's like in ancient England. You're waiting to decide. They're trying to decide whether or not they're going to cut your head off for a crime you didn't commit. The crowd is yelling, you know, the crowd with no teeth back then, screaming, off with his head, off with his head. And they decide they're going to wait. They're going to wait for more evidence, but they're going to keep you in the noose. You're going to stand there with a noose around your neck, but they haven't decided whether or not they're going to let it go. And you're going to swing. That's what's happening. We're right there waiting to see what's going to happen. And the reason is because some people do have jobs that would be affected by this. Basically, you're looking at $4 billion in earmarks and some other programs that would be cut at this point. The proposal that the House Republicans were coming up with, they're talking about that. The axe is swinging, but this is like deja vu all over again. So just get it done. Is it that difficult? How can you not balance a budget? I don't get it. I don't get it. There are cuts you could make that I can clearly see that many of you can clearly see. So get on with it. Get on with it and move on. Forget these extensions. It's ridiculous, the extensions of the extensions. Can you imagine if you ran a business that way? Well, maybe you can. If you can, it's probably not running too successful of a business. Ridiculous. It's more politics, I think, than anything else. All right, I want you to hear something from the Vice President, Joe Biden, who talks about not settling. Biden and the President welcomed the governors to Washington, D.C. at the White House. They had a little reception. And just check out the way Biden words what he's his words of wisdom that he's trying to impart to all these governors. Take a listen.
Americans have never settled for number two. Literally, this is not hyperbole. It's not one of these chauvinistic things. We want other nations to do well. We'll do better if they do well. But we are not prepared, nor are you, to settle for being number two in anything.
Okay, did you hear what he said there? I mean, I'm just going to pick on Joe a little bit. He said, we're not being chauvinistic. We're just not prepared to settle for being number two. Okay, I get settled not wanting to be number two. I get that. And he's saying, don't get too comfortable at the White House. That's what Obama said. But not settling for number two and being chauvinistic, I don't think Biden realized what he was saying. What's the definition of chauvinism? It didn't make any sense. But at least he didn't really put his foot in his mouth. There's just a problem with the word. I don't think he meant to use the word chauvinistic. The governors in town actually put some interesting balls in play for the White House, because the White House, or Obama anyway, came out with a real change of heart, in a sense, when he told the governors, if you can come up with something better, then okay, that might work. Meaning, forget the individual mandate when it came to the Affordable Health Care Act, which is really shocking if you think about it, because that was one of the main tenets of the president's measure then becoming law that he wanted. Now he's saying to all those governors who say the people don't want this individual mandate, look at the polls, look at this, look at that, he's saying, okay, well, then let's go in a different, if you can go in a different direction and you can meet the monetary requirements, then go for it. Then go ahead, I'll back off the individual mandate for the states. But you have to come up with the plan. The president says he supports a plan allowing states to apply for a waiver to opt out of that mandate in 2014 rather than 2017. That's what's currently, by the way, in the Affordable Care Act. I think all of you know that with various dates. And the individual mandate is the thing that all of us in particular really hate. It's the least popular, just to say the least, in healthcare reform. And it's the target of legal challenges. Judge Vinson in Florida is supposed to rule on the constitutionality of it, which I think it'll get kicked up to a higher court. We all know it's going to end up in the Supreme Court's lap. But I think by saying this, it was pretty interesting. The quote was, if you have a better way of doing it, help yourself. Go ahead, take the route. If you can do it, do it. And I'm wondering how many will do that. The catch is, for the governors looking to opt out of Obamacare's individual mandate, they would have to demonstrate to the federal health folks that their alternative proposals, health insurance exchanges probably, would cover at least the same number of people at the same or lower cost. That is the trick. Stay with us. Calls on the flip side.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tonight, if you have a ticket, feel free to come on in. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Rick in Illinois, it's your shot, buddy. What's happening?
Oh, not much. You talk about the government shutdown, but I doubt they do that.
I don't think so now either because of... Here's what's happened. Now all these polls come out, and at first it's like, oh, the Republicans, it's going to be terrible for them because everyone's going to blame it on the Republicans. Then it switches. Then a lot of the Republicans, like John Boehner, says, well, no, we don't want to see that happen. That wouldn't be the moral thing to do. There's got to be a way around this. He didn't use the way around it thing, but he said there has to be something that we can do, extending it as we look for these spending cuts or whatever. And then it gets thrown back in the laps of the Democrats, and they don't like that, and then the polls, they start to sink in the polls and perceived as the idiots who can't come up with a budget. Sounds to me like they're all idiots.
Yeah, sounds like they're just trying to pass the buck on each other. And
absolutely. Of course.
But I see old Newt Gingrich is going to run for president. He losing his mind, too.
He's wanted that gig for a long time. He has wanted to be president for a very long time. He's in the straw polls, and I don't know. Would I give Gingrich much of a chance? No. I don't think he could beat Obama. I don't think he beats Obama.
Something because he got forced out of his seat there when he's in the Senate. And I don't know what, I can't remember exactly what happened, why he resigned, but he got kicked out.
There was a lot of controversy surrounding Newt Gingrich, and then there was the talk about he had a wife that was ill, and did he abandon her to marry the other wife, and...
Yeah.
So, but beyond that, I mean, actually, if you listen to him as a guest, he's a really good guest, and he, believe it or not, he's written a couple of good books, and
So
in that capacity, he's done a good job of transitioning. But to come out of the role of a commentator and to jump in and think that you can knock off an incumbent president, he's not the guy.
He's been out too long.
He's been out too long, exactly.
Time's passed him by. So.
Yep, exactly.
By Laura Bush, I get away from that crazy husband of hers because they're going to do something to him. That student they arrested there in Texas.
Yeah, the Saudi.
Blow everything up. Yeah, he's going to blow up Bush's house and everything.
You know what, Rick, you got to remember, she's lived with that threat for a long time. He was president for 8 years. He was the governor. And
what?
He still had some protection when he was the governor because he was the governor of Texas. So she's used to that. And she was married to him when his father was the president of the United States. So they don't, when you're in that realm, when you're living in that bubble, they don't really think that way. But I agree with you. It is kind of creepy. The Saudi getting the chemicals, saying he was going to go, you know, he was a tyrant and he was going to go after the house. That would have been that. You know, who knows if that what could have happened there? A package delivered. Who knows?
Well, yeah, he could strap a bomb to himself and walk up to him. Like,
absolutely.
And blow themselves up. And you don't know how many more crackpots like that out there in this country. So, you know, they're probably scheming and trying to figure out a way to get to him. So, but if I was her, I think I'd just go out and hide somewhere.
Somewhere in Afghanistan or Pakistan?
Somewhere. I think they're bound determined to get him. So.
Well, as I said, she's not doing that. She's lived with that possibility for a long time. They've got Secret Service. I don't live too far away from the Bushes. And they, not to say that I'm living in their neighborhood, but not too far. And they have kind of a gated area. But still, he's out in the public a bunch. You'll be somewhere and then all of a sudden you'll see him. You'll be at one of the hotels and he'll be in the hotel. He'll be meeting someone for lunch or whatever. So you're right. If somebody, here's what I think. If somebody really wants to get them, they're going to get them eventually.
Yeah. You just don't know who's out there.
You don't know who's out there.
You strap a bomb to them and walk up there close to them and blow themselves up.
Yeah, creepy situation.
Be a martyr, you know. That's what they want to be, martyrs.
Well, you know what? If something like that happened and they took them down before that happened, already this was a threat. Let me tell you, this complaining about the TSA or visas expiring, everything would change. If we had another attack, forget about it.
Yeah.
No, you have to take, you know what they do? They take all our eyes out so that they could scan one of our eyes, and then we'd be walking around with, who knows, chips in our head and everything else. I don't know.
Put an implant behind the ear.
That's right. You'd have an implant, I'd have one.
Yeah, that way you know where exactly you're at.
Exactly. Where's Rick in Illinois? Oh, he's calling that woman on that show again.
I wouldn't get too close to the compound.
Yeah, I'm not jogging by there, don't worry.
No, I stay away. I'm a detour.
Yeah, I'm taking detours. You're right. I'm staying away. I don't need to be pulled over and asked a bunch of questions anyway. I'm sure I'm on a list somewhere. Who knows? I'm sure I am. And you are too. But you're guilty by association, Rick. You are guilty by association. It doesn't matter. You are guilty. Because you're calling this.
For the man.
And you're not happy with that,
Sure. He ain't done nothing bad yet. A few things I don't agree with, which that's any president, you know.
Right.
All in all, I'd say he's doing okay. He's done the hand he's dealt with, you know. I mean, mean, he dealt with the recession, the depression, and you remember he has to deal with the Republicans now. They're all fighting him, and they just don't want him to succeed in anything. So, but he's taking the high road. I admit that. So.
All right, Rick says that Obama is taking the high road. Rick, we're going to see if you have any friends in that. I guarantee you, thanks, Rick, when we go to Dan in Texas, he's not going to say he's taking the high road. He's going to get right into the book of name-calling. Hey, Dan, how are you? Are you there, Jason? There's that refrigerator in the background again.
Vicious rumor has it, Kate, that you used to be known as Kate Buffle Fingerburger, and that's the reason you got married.
That's
you
right.
You
do anything
to get rid of that handle.
That's right. Change my name.
I was watching this movie called Cadillac Records, and Beyonce Knowles, I'd never seen her. I'd heard her voice, but I'd never seen her. She looks a hell of a lot like my ex-girlfriend. I mean, she is just knock dead gorgeous, and so is she.
Wow, your girl, I was just going to say, yeah, your girlfriend must have been good looking. Was Cadillac Records good?
Yeah, excellent, excellent. You gotta get it.
I haven't seen it.
It's really, really good. You're going to really get it. And you know, not only that, it was a true story. It really is a true story.
I heard that, but I didn't see it, yeah.
Oh, you got to see it. It's good. Now, the thing that Obama's doing with the governors and all that bull hockey, that's just a little dance that he has to try to get around because he knows the hammer's coming down on with the judge. And so he's now trying to figure options. And that's all that is. He's just trying to figure another way to pull his little scam on us. And they're not going to be dumb enough to go for it. I mean, you got Vermont, and you got a couple other blue states, Texas, and, the other few places. But they're the only people probably play the game because they're blues, you know, deep blues. And that's about the size of it. But like I say, the hammer's coming down. He's getting it. And
yeah, you're talking about Judge Vincent is going to rule
right,
that,
tomorrow.
and it's going to get kicked up and say it's unconstitutional.
That's right. Yeah.
So by saying it's unconstitutional, I agree with you. It's a way to hedge your bet.
I didn't have enough time. I got some more things I want to wrap to you about, but we'll do it on tomorrow night.
Awesome. That sounds good, Danny Boy. Thanks. All right, we're going to take a few more plus odds and ends coming up around the bend.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
But so the people know that I get the bomb. Look down the curb that don't think I'm out. But so the people know that I get the bomb. But people get inside and take in hand. And dancing to the beat of the soul he's back. You know the good.
Our pal Roger Madden has a different take on what's going on in Wisconsin, which, by the way, if you're paying attention, the governor, this has really been going on now for a couple of weeks. The governor, Scott Walker, with an ultimatum saying, you got 24 hours to get back here and vote on a proposal to reduce the power of the public sector unions, or the state is going to miss out on debt restructuring, so we want you back here. He's preparing to unveil a 2-year state budget that he said cuts $1 billion from funding to local governments and schools. So he's telling them, get back here now. It's very strange because it started as one small state, let's face it, Wisconsin, trying to change the rules of labor relations, and it's blown up into probably the biggest confrontation with American labor unions. If you go back to the Reagan years, remember Reagan firing the air traffic controllers in 81, how huge that was. So the controversy is right there in Wisconsin. The president hasn't weighed in too much on it, only to say that he criticized the Wisconsin plan without really mentioning it. Because he said, I don't think it does anybody any good when public employees are denigrated or vilified or their rights are infringed upon. The governors are in town. He took that opportunity to take a shot. The governor issued a response back saying that he's sure that the president simply misunderstands the issues in Wisconsin. You gotta love that. The pro-union demonstrators are continuing their occupation of the state capitol. And the police say they're peaceful, there's no problem, and that's the way it is. That's the lay of the land up there until the Democrats, well, the Democrats are ordered back or they're just going to take the vote. Whew. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How about you?
Lovely.
Lovely. That was good. See, remember you used to say simply fantastic, but we cured you of that.
Yes, I know.
That's good.
I thank you for that. I was talking to Julie about what's going on in Wisconsin, because where like I said, she's a buyer for a major supermarket chain here in Montreal, and everyone there, even though it's like franchisees, all the stores are unionized. So I asked her what would happen if let's say union negotiate. I know she's not on, but she knows a couple of people on the what she calls the negotiation team. What would happen if, they said, okay, we want to eliminate, the union a whole bit. She said that they'd be in court before the ink would be dry on any type of agreement. So, I mean, I can understand how the unions are feeling. But, even if the governor says, okay, the law has passed, I have the strange feeling this might go all the way to the Supreme Court. At least that's the way I'm thinking.
I don't know if it's going to – it depends, because I think if there are enough votes,
right,
that's the idea. If they get enough votes, then they're just going to vote in his plan, the governor's plan. But if not, and there's still the push-pull –
right,
because you don't have the Democrats back and there's not enough votes. I don't know really, he's kind of, his hands are tied. So where does it go from there? I don't know. I don't know if it'll end up there. I don't think so.
You think maybe he's knuckling down to maybe special interest groups, big businesses who are saying, hey, either
get rid of... don't want to pay.
Yeah. You think it's that?
I think part of it's that. I think it's also taxpayers in general who are now fed up, and they realize, okay, we're going to have to bear the costs here. We don't want this anymore. Some of it is that.
Yeah, but at the same time, some of those union workers are also taxpayers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a tricky deal because
right.
I've said this before. Some unions are good, some are lame.
Right.
And what's the situation in Wisconsin, really? I mean, are they going to just be out of luck in a couple of years and 600,000 people are losing jobs? You know, if flat out they say to you, if they line you up and say, listen, we're telling you the truth, not for nothing, but I don't care how you perceive it. If you don't agree to this, you're out of a job in a year. What do you think those people, they don't want to be out of a job?
No, obviously not. But at the same time, they're going to do their talking at the ballot boxes.
Oh, yeah.
The next election.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, how big is the state of, in population, was? How big is the state of Wisconsin?
I don't know what the population is. It's small, though.
Yeah,
I mean, the biggest population is New York.
I know.
And then
yeah.
Los Angeles and Chicago, yeah. Illinois, Chicago.
Right.
I'm thinking big cities, California, what are our most populous states in the U.S., Texas.
Yeah, because you said 600,000 people, and I'm thinking no matter whether it's a big state like, say, New York or California or a little state like maybe Rhode Island or Vermont, 600,000 people, no matter what size, it's still let's say 600,000 people do lose their jobs. 600,000 people, that's a big chunk.
It is a big chunk. In fact, our Cracker Jack producer, Matt Johnson, came up with a number for me, 5.6 million.
So that's almost like 10% of the state. That'd be a big chunk.
5.6 million, that's my graduating class at Cherry Hill East. I couldn't resist.
You people from South Jersey are all wild and crazy. Where people from North Jersey, they just think it's a suburb of New York City.
That's right. I'm a New Yorker. What are you talking about? I live over the bridge. But no, you're right. So think about that now. 600,000.
Right.
The population 5.6. Boy, that is a lot of people. It's, the people are caught in a vice because
right.
You're a teacher. I'm sorry. You know how it is.
Right.
Life isn't fair. Did your mother ever tell you that, Sam? Life isn't fair, Sammy.
And the
but
funny
we
part
don't want
was,
to hear that.
And the funny part was my late mother, rest her soul, belonged to a union. So you know.
Right, and the union probably helped her.
Well, my mother was 5'1". When it came to us kids, she was tough. But when the union said march, she said, okay.
Yeah, sure, you want me to march, I'll do it. What do I need to do? What do I get in return? I understand, absolutely. Yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't want to get into this hockey thing with you, but you always bring it up. Did you know there were 16 deals, 35 players, 12 draft picks, crazy numbers, but still nowhere near what happened last year. It wasn't that big of a deal compared to last year.
The only big deal, quote unquote, was Justin Penner being traded. And besides,
from the Oilers.
Yeah. And, you know, from Edmonton to Edmonton to Los Angeles. And I was speaking to a friend of mine in Ottawa, and he's saying 3 or 4 more years before Ottawa is anywhere close to being competitive. So, you know, it wasn't exactly, you know, a big trade deadline day. As a friend of mine said, popping a pimple was much more fun.
On that note, thank you, Sam. We're going to go to Louise in Michigan. Hey, Louise.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's in your mind?
Well, the thing is, you know, with President Obama's the health care and all of this stuff, who put us in this deficit even more than what we were with bailouts?
Oh, yeah, listen, don't get me started on the bailouts back in 2008, the worst thing ever that could have happened to us. The three dreaded letters, AIG, Goldman Sachs, any of those guys, absolutely. And you know what? It's worse, Louise, because what's now also happened is education is really in this vice, and what people don't realize is because of the subprime mortgages, and it is because of those bankers that really a lot of these states are in the situation where they're threatening teachers with jobs and cutting them out because they have to balance budgets. It's because of what happened with the mortgages.
Exactly, and I used to work. I was a loan officer. And what is just awful is that these people with banks and, say, the automobile industry, they gave people loans that they could not afford.
Yes, absolutely. And then look what happens in the end. It kills their neighbors, the people down the street. The woman who put herself through college now has 2 young kids and needs her job as a teacher, but she's on the cut list. And it's all because of those mortgages and the pensions that were bought up with that. That's where they put the money, in those bad loans.
Well, and the thing was, you know, if he really wanted to do something with the economy, what they should have done is with the automobile industry, people lost their cars, people lost their homes. What they should have done is instead of giving big companies that money, which what did they do with them? Well, a few trips here and there.
Right.
They should have, he should have written a check to the mortgage people and then to the banks to pay off their loans. It would have gone back into the economy.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Absolutely. If you follow the money, if you could have done that, then, of course, you have to track down all the loans. And you know how messy that was as they were handed, wink, wink, from place to place. And they're still trying to track a lot of them down. Good caller, Louise. Call me again. Absolutely. You've got to trace it back to the beginning of the bailouts, for sure. All right, Roger Madden coming up on the flip side.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did- did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
If you were listening to our last conversation, you realize it is a kick in the head that the mortgage industry, what's happened with the mortgages, still continues to eat at us in the United States. See, that's what happens. Somebody comes up with a scam, a Ponzi scheme of a different sort. It seems legal, but yet it's not. However, you shuffle a few papers, push a few things to the side. Next thing you know, can't find that mortgage. There's even a story about somebody in Florida where they refuse to pay their mortgage because their mortgage is traded hands so much they don't even know what company they're sending the mortgage to. So they said, screw it, we're not paying the mortgage anymore. And nobody can come after them because they haven't been able to find their mortgage. True story. I'm sure there's more like that in the U.S. But sadly, what happened was the pension funds, they bought up all of that. And that, you know, buying up all those subprime mortgages. Oh, it's such a good deal. Look at the money you'll make on this. And instead, it tanked. And now these states have to make good on these mortgages. They have to put the money into the coffers, and they don't know what to do. They're stuck. And it's tricky. It's tricky for the teaching business, for education. And then you see where we rank in education and the emphasis on the tests. But what if you can't send your kid to private school? What if you can't send them to Montessori school or whatever, charter school, I guess, a lot of the kids would be chosen in a lottery in some of the other schools, but still that would cost you. So what happens then? What happens to the kids? What happens to the future of America? Even if you don't have kids, for goodness sake, if you care about America, it's the people coming up behind. And behind them, the future generations, what's left for them? That's part of the argument over the crazy deficit. And the answer is, it's not looking good. It's looking pretty ugly. That's not even fear-mongering. That's just facts when you look at the numbers on the paper. And this is what happens when you go through these cycles with the blind eye, and nobody's paying attention, or purposely they're not paying attention, let's say. So we were talking about the fact that you got these protesters in Madison. It's an amazing battle in a way to watch, because the people are not backing down. They keep coming there. They're staying, they're staying, they're staying. And you know how hard it is to rally people. Try getting people to come to a party. How hard is it to get people to commit to anything in your lives? But these people are committed. I have to give them that. They are so committed. They're showing up again and again and again, even through the weekend. But at what cost to the taxpayer? Roger Madden certainly doesn't, in the end, agree with what's going down in Madison. Listen to his point of view.
This Saturday, public sector union employees were protesting in most of the major cities throughout the country. And holy of holies, they were protesting against the American taxpayer. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. There was a time in our country when there weren't public sector union employees. In fact, there was a time in our country when there weren't many public sector employees at all. Teachers, police officers, and firemen, for example, were paid by individuals, or the government paid private sector companies to perform the agreed-upon service. That was at a time when 90% of all employees were working as farmhands, when our cities were small and there was little work available. All of this changed after the Civil War. Our cities grew, they grew fast, and they grew in complexity. For a city the size of New York, for example, which has 16 million people to serve during a working day, to have a private company provide firefighting services just doesn't make much sense. So far, so good. But how did unions get involved in this? In the early part of the 20th century, progressives, otherwise known as socialists, convinced the American people that public sector employees were an abused and discriminated group of workers, and therefore should have the benefit of professionals who knew how to deal with those who hired, managed, and fired them. Americans, however, didn't truly appreciate the fact that the managers who were assigned to negotiate the collective bargaining agreements with these public sector unions didn't have their own skin in the game. The cost of the wages and benefits which the managers ultimately agreed to provide these public sector employees had no economic effect on them, since the public fist did not belong to the managers, so there was no incentive for them to resist the union's demands. On top of this, the politicians, having received large contributions from these public sector unions, encouraged the managers to agree to the union's demands, since the politicians would make up for any shortfall in their budgets. Americans have finally caught on to these indifferent managers and corrupt politicians, and they are mad as hell and they want it stopped. For these reasons, I don't think the Saturday protesters will have a chance on Monday, or any other day for that matter. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, Roger says no chance for these protesters. There's your answer. I think in the end there will only be success for this governor. However, I applaud the people for what they're doing because they're mad, they're furious, they were promised certain things, and of course they're not going to get what they were promised, or so it's looking that way. What did Muammar Gaddafi promise? He made a deal with the devil, and now it seems as though the devil is after Gaddafi. So the pro forces for Muammar are still fighting the rebels in two of the big cities closest to the capital. His warplanes actually bombed an ammunition depot in the east. The sad part here is that innocent people are getting killed and the numbers are climbing and they're crazy. So I think if this continues to, if the numbers continue to climb, then it's a question of, does Gaddafi get taken out? They've already frozen the assets, including the U.S. freezing $30 billion, the most we've ever frozen. So you've got anti-government protests, people being shot upon, the crackdown on opponents escalating. This has all the makings of, I was going to say, a TV movie. It does. Someone will write the script, I guarantee it. Everything becomes a movie. Even if it's a horror show, it eventually becomes a movie, doesn't it? You know, just type in anything. Type in any war, any movement, any whatever, and it becomes a movie. Trust me. Only this is very sad. Too many people have lost their lives. Innocent people that are just trying to stay away from the skirmish. That's why it was so vital to other nations to get their people out of Libya, because they realized, oh, this is going to be the worst of what so far has happened in the Middle East. And certainly it has become that. Too many people have died. They're saying almost 1,000 people at this point, 1,000 people. And who knows how long he drags this on unless another hand is forced and someone tries to pick them off, basically. Because you've got Germany getting tougher now? What's going to happen with Europe? Are they all in on this deal? And I think ultimately they probably will be. They continue to see the atrocities and everybody's focused on it. And now what's happened in Tunisia and Egypt, I'm going to say, yeah, probably. All right, moving along to filling in the blanks on a few other quick things here. I was talking about what happened in Washington during the day and the fact that the president's trying to make a deal and saying, oh, I'm going to be flexible, but the health care law is going to stay in place. But you know what? You have the chance to, governors, take it back to your state, but just make sure you meet certain conditions, which are almost impossible to meet. And so is he heading off a disaster? Is he politically trying to play the right game? Regardless, it's out there on the table. Speaking of being out there on the table, because we were talking about it so much, it's worth it to bring it back around to the money again. Seems that everything we've talked about here at the tail end of the hour is that. The Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is telling Congress that the Obama folks want Congress to approve legislation overhauling Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Really? Within 2 years. Why? Because they can't deny the incredible losses. People were enraged when you had the conversation about the banks too big to fail, and then Fannie and Freddie, of course, with their hands out and getting big money and only losing money. That's what constantly continues to happen in both of those situations. Awful, awful, bad business for the government, and should have been taken care of a long time ago, but nobody was watching. So typical, and part of the biggest problem in D.C. Who's watching? And the answer is nobody's watching. All right, I'm going to leave you with this exit line. You know, it's hard to make a comeback when you haven't been anywhere. Think about it.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.